Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And Bellinger has seven hits, two home runs, including that one grand slam. He dominated the Mets as the Yankees take 2 of 3 against the Mets.
Wow.
Something of quote-unquote vengeance being paid?
I don't know. It's just unbelievable.
There's that Juan Soto thing.
Oh, the Juan Soto thing.
Yeah, there was an extra line of drama in the Subway series.
That is right. And for more on that, we go to the Western Hotline. Sal Marana of the Democrat and Chronicle joins us on this beautiful Monday morning. Sal, how are we doing?
Well, guys, I'm doing pretty good. It was a great weekend series. You know I'm a Yankees fan. Mm-hmm. Taking 2 out of 3 from Howard Simon's Mets is always a good thing. Yeah, it was. The games were, it's the middle of May, and I always say every game counts, but, it is still the middle of the May, right? And in this series, it felt like October, which was great. I mean, Yankee Stadium was pumped, and obviously Soto coming back for the first time certainly helped that. But these were three games that felt like October baseball, and it was great. It was really great theater all weekend.
It did have that feeling, Sal. I think about it. It's not obviously a divisional matchup, but like the Padres Dodgers or those early season matchups always have that fervor in the crowd. There's a different level of excitement. Home runs, you're flipping the bat, you're throwing it. I mean, there was an energy there, and that Bellinger grand slam. And yeah, I didn't realize how good of a series he was having up until 25 minutes ago. 7 hits, 2 home runs. I mean, he was on fire.
Oh, well, that was one of the storylines of the weekend, right? I mean, Soto goes to the Mets. He basically spurns the Yankees, and they had to pivot in the offseason and use some of that money to go fix the roster, which I've said time and time again, I was fully okay with Soto moving on because I knew the Yankees could then upgrade other positions. Well, part of the retool was getting Bellinger. They acquired him in a trade from the Cubs. They signed Paul Goldschmidt. They signed Max Fried. They would not have signed Max Fried if they had brought Soto back because there's no way they could have paid for him. So right there, those three guys were, part of the plan to once Soto was gone. And all three of those guys had huge weekends for the Yankees. Fried was great last night. Goldschmidt, as he's had all season, was clutch in certain spots. And then Bellinger was really the man of the match, right? I mean, all weekend long, he had gotten off to a rough start with the Yankees. It was not going well. His average was down to like 191 at one point. And all of a sudden, he's caught fire. He's had a 13-game hitting streak, and it really kind of culminated in these three games. He was outstanding both at the plate, and he also made some big plays in the field. So, yeah, that was really nice to see.
Sal, I think I need to do this as a bit. As long as we're going to keep talking, hey, the Rockies won since last time we talked. But I'm looking like elsewhere around baseball, though. The Minnesota Twins were on unconscious heater. They won 13 straight. That just ended. And they put themselves back into conversations now of being a playoff team as well. Who are some of the teams around baseball that you're looking at as potential wild card threats that might be able to be a little surprising this year?
Yeah, I mean, the Twins are definitely there. They started off terribly, and they ripped off this 13-game winning streak. They got a couple guys back, and Royce Lewis is one of their best players, and the guy is just – he's as bad as Stanton when it comes to injuries. He's always hurt. So they've got him back now. They survived the collision last week between Correa and Buxton. I know Buxton's back. I'm pretty sure Correa is too. That could have been a disaster, but it ended up being okay. And they're playing really well. Now, all of a sudden, that AL Central is a pretty good division. The Tigers have the best record in baseball, right? And now the Twins have gotten red hot, and the Guardians are still hanging in. Even the Royals are right there. They're only 5.5 back. So that's been an interesting division. You know, people forget last year, everyone laughs at the AL Central. They sent three teams to the postseason in 2024. The Yankees took care of two of them, beating the Royals and the Guardians. That could happen again because I'll tell you what, the AL East looks incredibly mediocre outside of the Yankees, and the AL West kind of the same thing. So if you're looking for surprise teams right now, I think the Twins would certainly qualify as a team that could sneak in there. And then, you know, we'll see on the Guardians and Angels, or as Guardians and Royals.
No, it's okay, Angels. I mean, they swept the Dodgers in the freeway series. Yeah. I mean, they're still five games below 500, but it's fine.
Yeah, I don't see the Angels making it eventually, but what a weekend for them.
Yeah.
To go into Dodger Stadium and sweep the Dodgers. I think it was the first time since 2010 that they've swept a freeway series. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't pay too much attention to what was happening out there, but that was a shocking result to see them sweep the Dodgers. Because, you know, the Dodgers are still a great team. I just don't know what the heck happened out there.
Neither do I, really. I mean, Zach Neto batting leadoff seems to work. Matthew Lugo being called up is kind of fun. I was in Pittsburgh this weekend, Sal, with my girlfriend, and we were keeping up on the scores, and she goes, is this, like, surprising? And I'm like, this is the most surprising thing that's happened to me in, like, 6 months. Like, this is unreal. Like, they are not a good baseball team.
Were you there for the Skeens Day yesterday?
No. I think they were in Philadelphia. I wanted to go to Pittsburgh.
They were in Philly. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I wanted to be in Pittsburgh to see a Pirates game. Didn't work out. Weather was still beautiful. And ultimately, it worked out. Right. I did want to talk, though, real quick, because you did mention the AL East and how kind of mediocre it's been. Baltimore, I know it's been a story all year with how bad they've been. They fired their manager as well. This kind of now is also sort of a running topic with our conversations is a manager is fired. We talk about it. But they... I mean, not that long ago, they were kind of seen as, you know, they were doing what Houston was doing. They're going to get a ton of prospects all come up together and be good. And now they're maybe going the way of Toronto, just a lot faster.
Yeah, the Orioles are obviously the most disappointing team in baseball this year. That's just a shocking story. They won 101 games 2 years ago, won the division, and then, you know, flamed out in the postseason. And then last year, you know, they still won 91, but you could tell this all started probably in the second half of last season because they were cruising along. In fact, they were in first place last year until early September, and then the Yankees finally took it over. But this was starting with the Orioles last season. They're kind of a decline, and they're in complete free fall right now. And it really is because, well, two reasons. Their pitching is just absolutely horrendous. They did nothing in the offseason to upgrade a rotation that wasn't really all that great last year. But the most surprising thing is that all that young talent, all those top prospects that a lot of us who follow the AL East very closely were worried about, that they would become the next, you know, the next dynasty type of team because all these young kids are coming up together. They just have underperformed tragically this season. Adley Rutschman, number one, their catcher, he's been awful since the All-Star break last year. So, yeah, they fire Hyde. That was a complete scapegoat because he really has nothing to do with them. But they're in big trouble in Baltimore. And that is a surprising story to me.
Yeah, they have the worst run differential in the AL, minus 85. They only have one more win than the White Sox, but the White Sox sit at minus 53. I mean, that kind of tells you, too, how bad that pitching rotation.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's Ben.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they lost Grayson Rodriguez, who's probably their ace. They just DFA'd Kyle Gibson. I mean, they signed him late in spring training. He just made a few starts, and he's terrible. I mean, he got killed again this weekend, and they finally just cut ties. I know Eflin came back. He was on the injured list, and he got rung up yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what they do there. I can't see them being buyers now to try to fix it. Unless they get really hot between now and the trade deadline, they might be sellers, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, like I said, I did not see the Orioles just collapsing the way they have this year. But I'm happy about it because as a Yankee fan, that was a team that I sort of worried about before the season started.
Sal, shifting over, I'm a hockey junkie, and I headed out to Rochester on Friday night to catch game two between the Rochester Americans and the Laval Rocket. I got to say, that was probably one of the more entertaining games that I've been to in a while. I've tried to make a Rochester playoff game every year, and I was able to make this one. I was, A, surprised at the fact that Laval's game plan just seemed like try to take everyone's head off. And then Rochester, though, overcoming it. The pass from Rusek to Kulik for the game winner on the power play was nothing short of spectacular. And a quote from Michael Leone after the game, "You watch the NHL playoffs, you need your best players to be your best players. We saw something happen in Toronto where that's not been the case. They lose. But Rochester, those top-tier Sabres prospects, shined in Game 2.
Yeah, I mean, that. I'll tell you what, I missed Game 1. I missed Game 1 of the previous series. I've covered every home game since Game 1 because it was the first night of the draft in the previous series. These two games against Laval have been outstanding. The Amherst lost the first game, but they played really well. I mean, Laval was just the better team that night, and they were the best team in the AHL all year. They had 101 points. They are, like you said, they're physical. They will finish a check every opportunity they get, but they're also incredibly talented and skilled. So I really thought the Amherst were going to be in over their heads. Friday night, backs are kind of against the wall because the next three games now are in Laval, and they could not obviously go down 0-2 and think they were going to win. Now they're back even at 1-1, and we'll see. I mean, they have really played this team, I think, straight on. They're pretty well evenly matched based on what I've seen. And the other night, well, you were there, they played well. The Amherst got some clutch performances. The goal by Kulik to win it was, you're right, the pass from Rusek, you know, seeing eye, got through traffic through the crease, and then it goes out to Kulik. He goes down to one knee and just rips a laser through a screen. It was a great goal. I was really impressed by the Amherst. So now we'll see. They got to play the next three in Laval. That's going to be tough. But if they get past that team, I don't know, man. they could be in position to do something really special.
Game 3 Wednesday, Sal was mentioned, in Laval. And then the Yankees have a three-game series starting tomorrow at home against the Texas Rangers. How are we feeling about that one, Sal?
Yeah, Rangers are another team that I think people thought would be better. I mean, right now, they're 2 games over 500, and they're 2.5 out because the AL West is not great. So I think they're going to be in it, obviously. What's killing them is unbelievably horrible offense. They're like 26th in runs per game and OPS, all these ridiculous numbers that for their lineup just should not be. Now, on the flip side, what's going to be a problem for the Yankees is this team is pitching lights out. They are really, really stacked, and the Yankees are going to see DeGrom in this series, who's back from his injury. He's healthy. He looks great. Eovaldi has pitched incredibly well for them, and they're going to see him in the last game. So it's going to be, I would guess, probably a low-scoring series, and it'll be tough. The Rangers are a good team, and they might be a team that starts to figure it out here as they kick it up in competition against the Yankees.
All right. Sal, thank you so much for jumping on us. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, Sal. That was Sal Marana of the Democrat and Chronicle. talking both MLB baseball and the Rochester Americans. I got to get to one of those games. I have to.
Well, you need them to win two in Laval.
Yeah, I know too many people who have gone and have been like, "Dude, it's awesome," and I'm like, "Rochester's not that far."
It was 9,100 plus packed at Blue Cross Arena on Friday night, including myself and one of our friends, Nick. Mm-hmm. We drove down the 90 to go to that game, and it was a great time. Again, a part of my heart broke because, you know, I'm seeing a party in the plaza for Rochester in the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God, just do it one more, just one different time. Because that also, man, the playoffs that he's having, Rochester's Lord and Savior, do you believe in Cal Clegg? Because if not, I'm here to spread the doctrine that is Cal Clegg.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time he's ever been in a playoffs, by the way. When he was with Rochester, when he was with the Sabres organization, the Rochester Americans never made the playoffs. He jumps around the AHL. He doesn't make the postseason until now. This is his first playoffs.
He's performing.
Performing better than Toronto's guys do in the league. I did find that funny, though, that quote from Mike Leone, though, of your best players need to be your best players. And he references the NHL playoffs. And then we see Toronto goof it.
And
with their best players not being their best players.
Yep, 100%. We'll get more on that after a quick timeout. We'll read some of your tweets as well. Talking about potential Sabres off-season moves, what could happen in the NHL as a whole. But before we hit our next timeout, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGRM550.com for details. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on. Coming up at 11 as well, Zach Pearson of the Bear Report will get more on the Chicago Bears as potentially a crucial season is on the horizon for them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.